plagues on Egypt. Moses and Aaron went before Pharaoh and spoke to him, saying, "This is what the God of Israel says, let my people go, so that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." But Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not recognize the Lord, and I will not let Israel go. Why do you, Moses and Aaron, stop the work of the people? Get back to your tasks. You're making the people rest from their work."
So in that case, it was like Pharaoh thought that Moses worked in Egypt.
Yes, and he thought that the people of Israel were his slaves. And God says, "They are my slaves. They're my servants, let them go." So the same day, Pharaoh told the taskmasters of the people, these men who are whipping the poor Israelites as they try to make the, or Hebrews, as they try to make the bricks, "No longer give the people straw to make bricks, but let them go to the fields and gather straw for themselves. But the number of bricks which they must make, you must still demand of them. They're lazy. That's why they want to go and sacrifice to their God. Give the men more work, so they have no time to listen to this kind of empty talk." And so, that is what happened. And the Hebrews were scattered throughout all the land of Egypt looking for straw. And the taskmasters told them, "Fulfill your work and your daily amount of bricks as when there was straw given to you." And when they couldn't do it, the taskmasters beat them and said, "Why haven't you work and the number of bricks you're supposed to make?" So the officers of the children of Israel cried out to Pharaoh in complaint and said, "You're not giving us straw to make bricks, but you tell us to make bricks and we're beaten." "No, you're lazy," Pharaoh said. "That's why you want to go and sacrifice to the Lord your God. So go now and work, and there will no more straw be given to you. And still you are to make as many bricks as before." So the officers of the children of Israel returned from Pharaoh, and on their way they met Moses and Aaron. And they complained to them, "May God look upon you and judge you, because you have made us to be hated by Pharaoh, and they want to kill us, him and his servants." Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Lord, why have you treated these people so badly? Why did you send me? Ever since I came to Pharaoh speaking in your name, he's done evil to them, and you have not saved them, as you said." God said to Moses, "You will see now what I'm going to do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand he will let my people go. I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by the name of God Almighty, and I promised them to give them the land of Canaan. So tell the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will give you freedom from the burdens of the Egyptians and take you out of slavery. I will make you my people, and I will be to you a God, and I will bring you to the land I promised to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses told the children of Israel what God had said, but they wouldn't listen to Moses because of their suffering. God told Moses, "Aaron, your brother, will speak to Pharaoh and tell him to send the children of Israel out of his land, but I will harden Pharaoh's heart and perform many miracles and signs in the land of Egypt, and still Pharaoh will not listen to you. In the end, I will lay my hand on Egypt, and I will bring forth the armies of my people out of Egypt by my great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I stretch out my hand upon Egypt and bring the children of Israel out from among them." Moses was 80, and Aaron was 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh, so that's quite old. God spoke to Moses and Aaron and told them, "When Pharaoh asks you to show him a miracle, then you are to tell Aaron, 'Throw down your rod before Pharaoh, and it will become a snake.'" So Moses and Aaron went before Pharaoh, and they did as they had been told by the Lord. Aaron cast down the rod before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a snake. But then Pharaoh called all his wise men and magicians, and they each threw down their rods, and they became snakes. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Now that was a trick. They were just doing tricks.
Like throwing their staves in the ground and quickly picking them up and throwing some snake, which was somewhere.
That's right. But God didn't say, "Ah, you're cheating." Instead, Aaron's snake or his rod swallowed up theirs. Then God hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he did not listen to them, as the Lord had said. And so God spoke to Moses, "I have hardened Pharaoh's heart. He refuses to let the people go. So go to Pharaoh again in the morning while he's going out to the river. Stand by the river," that's the River Nile, "and when he comes, take in your hand the rod that turned into a snake and say to him, 'The Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you to tell you, let my people go so that they may serve me in the wilderness.' In this way you shall know that I am the Lord. I will strike the rod that is in my hand on the water in the River Nile, and it shall be turned to blood, and all the fish shall die, and the river will smell awfully, and the Egyptians will not be able to drink of the river." And God told Moses, "Say to Aaron, take your rod, and stretch out your hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon her streams, rivers, ponds, and any pool of water, so that they may become blood, and there will be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, even in all their buckets and jars." So Moses and Aaron did exactly as the Lord had commanded. And all the water in the river turned to blood when Aaron lifted up his rod and struck the water in the sight of Pharaoh. All the fish in the river died, and the river smelled awfully, and the Egyptians could not drink the water of the river. The magicians of Egypt did the same with their spells, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened. That was a bit silly, because all the water had been turned to blood anyway. Pharaoh went into his house, and all the Egyptians dug round about the river for water to drink, because they couldn't drink the water out of the river. After 7 days, God told Pharaoh through Moses, "If you refuse to let my people go, I will send a plague of frogs all over your country. They will come up into your bedroom, into your bed, and into the houses of your servants."
It would be pretty hard to sleep if there were slimy frogs.
That's right. And the frogs will swarm over you and your people and over all your servants. And God told Moses, "Tell Aaron to stretch out his hand with your rod over the streams and the ponds and make the frogs come up upon the land of Egypt." Aaron did this, and the magicians did the same, and they brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Well, that was pretty silly, because there were so many frogs everywhere anyway.
So they must have just, like, said, "There will be frogs," and got some frogs around them and thrown them there.
That's right, but it was all starting to look a bit silly, because there were frogs absolutely everywhere. Moses said to Pharaoh, "When shall I pray for you, so that the frogs will be destroyed and stay just in the river?" Tomorrow, Pharaoh said. I'm sure Pharaoh wanted to say, "Oh, straight away, please." But all the time he was proud, and that's the problem. So Moses and Aaron left Pharaoh, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and God removed the frogs. But when Pharaoh saw the frogs were gone, he hardened his heart. So God told Moses, "Tell Aaron to strike the dust of the land with his rod, and it will become lice throughout all the land of Egypt." And that's what happened. Magicians tried to do the same, but they couldn't, and they told Pharaoh, "This is the work of God." Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he still wouldn't listen. So God told Moses, "Get up early in the morning, stand before Pharaoh as he comes down to the river, and tell him, 'These are the words of the Lord. If you will not let my people go, I will send swarms of flies upon you and your people and into your houses. But on that day I will separate the land of Goshen, the area in which the Hebrews lived, so that no swarms of flies will be there, so that you may know that I am God over all the earth.'"
So before God said that the Israelites or
the Hebrews,
yeah, could not have the plague on the Egyptians, it would have seemed named like the...
It would have...
Hebrews had the same plagues for a little while.
They did. They did have the same plagues, but then God made a difference between them. So this is what happened. Great swarms of flies came into the house of Pharaoh and his servants and into all the land of Egypt. And then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, go sacrifice to your God here in Egypt. But Moses said, we cannot worship our God before the eyes of the Egyptians, because our sacrifices would seem awful to them. We must go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice. Pharaoh said, all right, I will let you go and sacrifice to your God in the wilderness. Only do not go very far away, but speak to your God for me. And Moses left Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord, and the flies were taken away. But again Pharaoh hardened his heart and would not let the people go. Again, God told Moses to tell Pharaoh, let my people go, so that they may serve me, and if you refuse, the hand of the Lord will be upon your animals, upon the horses, donkeys, camels, oxen, and sheep. Tomorrow I will do this thing. And the next day all the cattle of the land of Egypt died, but not one of the animals of the children of Israel died. Pharaoh sent his messengers to check, but his heart was still hardened, and he didn't let the people go. So then God told Moses to take handfuls of ashes from the furnace and sprinkle them in the air in the sight of Pharaoh. They became fine dust throughout the land of Egypt and became sores upon man and upon every animal throughout the land. And the magicians couldn't stand before Moses because of these sores. But still Pharaoh's heart was hardened and he would not listen. And then God threatened a plague of hailstones, of very, very heavy stones falling from heaven and fire. Therefore, gather your animals now in from the field so that they don't die. Those of Pharaoh's people who feared the word of the Lord brought their servants and animals into their houses, but those who didn't believe the word of the Lord left their servants and their animals in the field. Moses stretched out his rod toward the heavens, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran upon the ground. Nothing like it had been seen in the land since Egypt became a nation. Everything in the fields, men, animals, and plants, were broken down by the hail, and the trees as well. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. Pharaoh said, I have sinned this time. The Lord is just, and I and my people are wicked. Pray to the Lord that there will be no more thunder and hail, and I will let you go. Moses went from Pharaoh, spread out his hands to the Lord, and prayed, and the thunder and hail were stopped. But when Pharaoh saw this, he sinned even more, and hardened his heart, and would not let the children of Israel go.
And it would have been pretty hard hail to actually destroy plants and animals.
Yeah, and to break down every tree, it said. Then God said to Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, this is what the God of the Hebrews says. How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? So it's all about being humble. If you won't let my people go, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your country that will cover the face of the earth so it can't even be seen. And they will eat everything that's been left after the hail has destroyed everything growing in the fields. They will fill your houses and the houses of all the Egyptians. Pharaoh's servant said to him, how long will this man bring suffering to us? Let these people go and worship their God. Don't you see that Egypt is already destroyed? So Pharaoh said to Moses and Aaron, go and worship the Lord your God, but who shall go? Moses replied, we will all go, with our young and with our old people, our sons and daughters and our animals. Let the Lord be with you, Pharaoh said, if I ever let you and your little ones go. You have an evil plan. Only the men can go. So Moses did as God had commanded, and the Lord caused an east wind to blow over the land all day and night, and that east wind brought the locusts in the morning. No one before or afterwards had ever seen so many locusts. The whole land was darkened with them. They ate every plant and all the fruit from the trees. Not one green thing remained. Pharaoh quickly called for Moses and said, I have sinned against the Lord and against you. Please forgive me. Just take this plague away from me. And the Lord sent a strong west wind, which took away the locusts and blew them into the Red Sea. Not one locust was left in the whole land of Egypt. But again Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not let the children of Israel go. So God told Moses to stretch out his hand toward the sky so that there might be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness so thick it might be felt. And that's what happened. There was a thick darkness throughout the land of Egypt for 3 days. The Egyptians could not see one another, and they couldn't move from their place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light where they lived. Pharaoh then told Moses, go worship the Lord, only leave your animals behind, and your children can go with you. No, says Moses, you must allow us to take sacrifices to offer to the Lord our God. Our animals will go with us. Not one animal should be left behind. Again, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not let them go. The Lord said to Moses, yet one plague more will I bring upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt, and after that he will let you go. And that was to be the plague of the firstborn dying.